Welcome to today's Strategic Housing Podcast, where our goals are to connect people, share innovative ideas, and collaborate with partners on affordable housing opportunities and replicable models that strengthen our communities in Kentucky and across the nation. My name is Edwin King, and I'm the Executive Director of the Kentucky Housing Corporation. Today's podcast features a very special guest, Commissioner Ryan Quarles, who serves as a strong advocate for promoting and expanding opportunities through agriculture in Kentucky, which includes hunger initiatives through homegrown Kentucky products. Ryan Quarles has served as the Commissioner of Agriculture for the Commonwealth of Kentucky since 2015. Under his leadership, he has developed new or expanded innovative programs, including initiatives to combat hunger and connect Kentucky farmers to new markets. Because of his innovative Kentucky Hunger Initiative, Kentucky now has the strongest food donation immunity law in the nation. Commissioner Quarles has also been leading Kentucky's diverse agriculture portfolio and international trade, resulting in resumption of live equine exports. As a native Kentuckian with 3 undergraduate majors and 2 graduate degrees from the University of Kentucky, he was awarded a full scholarship to Harvard University, where he studied higher education, government, and law. After graduating with a master's degree in higher education, he returned home to finish his last year of law school at the University of Kentucky. In 2018, he graduated from Vanderbilt University with his doctorate in higher education. He's represented areas of the state as an advocate for agriculture issues, and at the age of 34, Commissioner Ryan Quarles was the youngest statewide elected official in the country. Welcome to our podcast, Commissioner, and thanks for being a guest with me today and sharing about your initiatives to combat hunger, which serves as a model for other states.
I'm excited to join you today to talk about something that most Kentuckians take for granted, and that's having food on their table. And Kentucky Hunger Initiative is a direct response to a need that exists in every county, community, and city in Kentucky, and that is food insecurity. A lot of people don't realize this, or they perhaps ignore it in their own community, but 1 in 6 Kentuckians and 1 in 5 Kentucky school children are considered food insecure.
Wow. Well, here at Kentucky Housing Corporation, I talk often about addressing housing issues holistically, and that includes food and nutrition, health, and jobs, because they're all connected together to enable families all across the nation and the Commonwealth to live more successfully and break generational poverty. So, Commissioner, for our audience, let's talk about what it means to have food insecurities and why it's so important in America to address this issue.
Well, food insecurity generally refers to having a lack of access or not knowing when your next meal may come from. And that's a national definition. That's the definition that we use here at the Department of Agriculture. It's making sure that you have access to stable food supply. And when you don't have the stability of nutrition, that assurance that you have food in your refrigerator or have the ability to go out and buy food, it really affects every single aspect of one's life, whether it be income issues, whether if you're a child going to school, if you're hungry going to school, you know, learning is probably the last thing on that child's mind. And even our elderly, a vulnerable population, where sometimes they unfortunately have to make a decision between food and medicine and other healthcare needs. And so it's something that really disturbs me, because Kentucky is a strong agricultural state. We have an abundance of food. We're part of the safest, most abundant food supply system in the world, and Kentucky farmers do it the best. And so I found it just appalling that so many fellow Kentuckians go to bed hungry, and it affects every other aspect of their life. And so we decided to do something about it.
Wow. While I was looking at the Hunger and Health America data in 2017, I guess it was estimated that 1 in 8 Americans were food insecure, equating to 40 million Americans, including more than 12 million children. So certainly it definitely affects every community. And I believe on your website, you show that 1 in 6 Kentuckians face hunger. So, you know, if families and children aren't getting, like you said, the quality food and nutrition, it affects their physical health and their brain development. It affects their emotional well-being and life outcomes. And really, it affects all conditions in which people are born and live and learn and work, play, according to this data that I've looked at. So let's dive in and talk about your Kentucky Hunger Initiative and the Hunger Task Force and Homegrown by Heroes, which are making positive impacts and creating more opportunities for Kentucky families and our veterans.
That's right. So 2.5 years ago, after I'd gotten settled as the Commissioner of Agriculture, we decided to do something real about this. Fighting hunger has been a passion of mine since high school, when I was in FFA, when we used to raise food had a food drive around Thanksgiving each year. And so it's kind of a legacy that I had in my heart when I was a legislator. But then as commissioner, we decided to start what's called the Kentucky Hunger Initiative, where we involved everyone in the food production system, from that farmer who puts a seed in the ground, to our grocery stores, to our charitable community, to our healthcare community, K-12, higher ed, food banks, and even our restaurants, where 40% of all prepared food is thrown into a trash can each and every day in America. We knew we could do a better job. And just really quickly, just a couple of things that we've accomplished. One thing we found out was that there was a chilling effect from grocery stores that prevented them from donating perfectly fine, perfectly edible food because they were afraid of getting sued. And we discovered this while we traveled the state. And in 2017, we passed House Bill 237, a unanimously supported bill, which now gives Kentucky the strongest food donation law in the country. And other states are following up on this.
That's great. What kind of results have you seen from this bill?
We've seen, number one, raising awareness of the issue. A lot of legislators, a lot of policymakers did not know that even their own constituency has food insecurity issues. And so that was number one. Number two, we have seen grocery stores that used to throw food into a dumpster decide to donate it without fear of lawsuits. And then third, we help spread the word, and we're working with other states to see what they can do to help improve their laws as well. But it also allowed us to find the second big issue that we accomplished with the Hunger Initiative, and that's the lack of cold storage. When we traveled the state, we found out that a lot of food pantries actually had, you'll never believe this, actually refused donations of meat and dairy products because they didn't have a safe way to store it. They simply did not own refrigerators, didn't have the money to do it. And so we were thankful that a couple of banking institutions, Farm Credit, MidAmerica, and CoBank, rose to the challenge and bought 156 chest freezers, which we distributed across Kentucky last year, systematically reducing the barriers of generosity. Now these food pantries can safely store donations of meat, like beef and pork, and also dairy products.
Well, that's great. Well, can you talk maybe a little bit about your Homegrown by Heroes initiative as well?
That's right. Now, Kentucky has always been a state where a lot of veterans live. With that really strong military presence in our state, we decided to use that strong Kentucky Proud program, which currently is the most successful marketing program in Kentucky history, and give a special designation to those who served in uniform. And so right now, if you're a Kentucky farmer or agribusiness and you want to use Kentucky Proud and you're a veteran, part of a veteran's family, we have a special designation called Homegrown by Heroes, which is a national model, which kind of says thank you in a very public way to help support those veteran farmers.
Well, Commissioner, I certainly appreciate all of your efforts in this area. And just so our listeners know, how can they connect and participate in the Kentucky Hunger Initiative?
Well, number one, we are constantly traveling the state, and we have open dialogue at just about every stop that we have about hunger in Kentucky. And so as we travel, you want to get involved, just contact us. You can learn more about the Kentucky Hunger Initiative on our website at kyagr.com, as well as check out our Facebook and Twitter pages. And if you want to get involved, you don't have to go through the Kentucky Department of Agriculture. You know, the holiday season is upon us. And if you can't donate food, if you can't donate money, consider donating some time at a local food pantry to help out those less fortunate in your own hometown.
That's great. Well, Commissioner Quarles, thank you again for your time with us today and for sharing in dialogue about the impacts we're seeing that provide stable food supplies to our Kentucky families and children.
Well, it's an honor to serve as the Commissioner of Agriculture. And so we're not just focused on the production of food and the processing of food, but also the consumer needs. And I think we've made a difference. I really do believe we've made a difference in Kentucky with elevating food insecurity as a tier one issue and doing something about it, changing our state law, and developing a culture of giving among the agriculture community. And so as we approach this Christmas season, I want to wish you in Kentucky a very Merry Christmas, and be sure to help out those less fortunate. And if you're able, be sure to buy Kentucky Proud.
Well, thank you, Commissioner, and we'll look forward to seeing more positive impacts that combat hunger and provide much-needed nutrition through holistic approaches and partnerships. To our audience, to follow up on information you heard today, visit the Kentucky Hunger Initiative website at www.kyagr.com/hunger/#goals. Thank you for connecting with us today and listening to this podcast. You're welcome to join the conversation by leaving comments, and please share today's podcast in your social media streams to help us broaden our conversation. Follow us on social media. Until next time, thank you.